want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is sausages. It was the best of time, it was the worst of times. That might be funny if you could read it. Worst being spelled W-U-R-S-T in this case, but I digress. The Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto reportedly had 13 pigs aboard when he arrived to the New World and docked near what is now Tampa back in 1539. And from that meager start, we now have festivals featuring sausages. I also feature one in our new cookbook. It is named a choripan, and it is popular just as a wide variety of sausages and hot dogs are all over the world. The portmanteau of choripan is easily understood as it weds the words chorizo and pan, pan being the Spanish word for bread. By the way, when the sausage is split down the middle, it is referred to as a mariposa, which is Spanish for butterfly. We are fortunate to live near a boutique butcher shop named Proper Sausages, so we source them from there often. We outfit our choripan with a good chimichurri, classic in many parts of the Americas, but we also fuse things by serving up the pickles we learned from our love of Vietnamese cookery. The great bridges in cuisine cross over even deep waters with amazing ease when they do so with the help of the most common culinary heartthrobs like sausages and burgers. We are making our own sausages in our Mount Dora restaurant. Sous chef Jeremy Ware just made us a black sausage made with shrimp and squid ink. Years back, I was invited to New York City for a dinner. Three great chefs, Charlie Trotter, Danielle Boulou, and Charlie Palmer, were lined up to cook for 35 of us for a charity dinner donated by a very wealthy and generous wine and food connoisseur. The kicker was that for one of the very few times in my life, I wasn't in chef's whites. My wife Janet and I were to be guests. We were scheduled to fly up at 7 a.m. to first have lunch by noon at a great restaurant in New York, and then chill until the dinner later. When we got to the airport, we found out our flight was canceled. Airline reps finally let us know that we could maybe get to New York around 6 p.m. if we took a bus to Fort Lauderdale, a plane to Chicago, and then another plane to Philly, and finally into Manhattan around 6, maybe. Considering their earlier cancellation that morning, I decided to talk to a supervisor. I waited in line 2.5 hours and then explained what my plans were supposed to have been. To my everlasting amazement, she found 2 first-class tickets leaving nonstop in about 30 minutes on another airline. I thanked her for her creativity, and we made it to what was one of the best dinners of our lives. There were truffles, caviar, and foie gras later in the meal, but there was also this sausage that Danielle made that was very much on a par as those high-priced other ingredients. Warm pork, veal, and crunchy hazelnuts with just the perfect amount of fat. The robust farmhouse flavors were beautiful for the 1985 Veuve Clicquot on Magnums that we washed it down with. What can I say, but this was no hot dog. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Down at the Lido, they were